USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Even as President Joe Biden was talking tough at the White House, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, said President Biden needs to stop holding back the sanctions and go all in on Russia.
Ratchet the sanctions all the way up. Don't hold any back. Every single available tough sanction should be employed and should be employed now.
Two areas in which Biden drew criticism were the decisions not to cut Russia off from SWIFT, the global messaging system used to move money around the world, and penalties directly targeting Russian leader Vladimir Putin. A federal jury has convicted all three former Minneapolis police officers on all charges of violating George Floyd's civil rights by failing to intervene as their senior officer, Derek Chauvin, kneeled on the back of the handcuffed man's neck for more than 9 minutes. The U.S. District Court panel of 8 women and 4 men announced the decision after 13 hours of deliberations. This is USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Mira Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A former education secretary would like the president to eliminate all student debt. With that story, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Former education secretary John B. King Jr. is calling on President Biden to cancel student debt. King Jr. saying the nation's outstanding student loan debt is indisputably a crisis, writing that the crushing weight of student debt is preventing people from considering buying a home or even beginning a family. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Drugmaker Johnson & Johnson and three major distributors have finalized nationwide settlements over their role in the opioid addiction crisis, an announcement that clears the way for $26 billion to flow to nearly every state and local government in the United States. Taken together, the settlements are the largest to date among many opioid-related cases that have been playing out across the country. They're expected to provide a significant boost to efforts aimed at reversing the crisis in places that have been devastated by it, including many parts of rural America. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The House Oversight and Reform Committee expanded its investigation into former President Donald Trump's White House records, requesting new information from the National Archives about the classified materials Trump took to his Mar-a-Lago club in Florida after leaving office. In a new letter to the National Archivist David Ferrero, committee chairwoman Carolyn Maloney, the Democrat from New York, requested a detailed inventory of the 15 boxes of White House records the National Archives retrieved from Mar-a-Lago, as well as all presidential records that the agency discovered that Trump may have torn up, destroyed, mutilated, or attempted to tear up while in office. Trump has denied that he destroyed any documents and has further denied any misconduct regarding the documents that were retrieved from Florida by the National Archives and Records Administration. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis helped kick off the Conservative Political Action Conference, heavily criticizing Democrats who left their own states in lockdown yet came to Florida to party, like AOC, Hillary Clinton, and California Governor Gavin Newsom.
And those record numbers include a number of lockdown politicians who lock down their own people, restrict their own people, mandate governors, mayors, big TV hosts. They criticize Florida, and the first chance they get, what do? They escape to freedom in the state of Florida.
Other conservatives speaking on day one included Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.